WICN in Worcester, this is the Venture Forum, tales of entrepreneurship from central Massachusetts. I'm your host, Mark Reed Edwards, Executive Director of the Venture Forum. Now let's start today's tale. This week's guest on the Venture Forum is Tyler Cianti, CEO and founder of Centauri, the winner of the 2021 Venture Forum 5-Minute Pitch Contest. Tyler says that Centauri is aimed at content marketers who are overwhelmed by bloated tools for search engine optimization, known as SEO. Centauri is a simple software platform that provides a proven framework for SEO. Tyler took home the first ever Joseph P. Vignali Award, a $5,000 cash prize sponsored by Bowditch Attorneys, a one-hour legal consultation with Bowditch, and a one-on-one session with Paul Silva of Long River Ventures. The night of pitches on March 9th was a lot of fun, and it was so exciting to see everyone pitch. I should add that coming in second place was Third Room, a social network platform for curating deep relationships between industry and schools to unlock access and opportunity. Co-founder and CEO Ife Jin won $2,500 sponsored by Avidia Bank. In third place and winner of $1,000 sponsored by the TVF Executive Committee was Run Buddy, which co-founder and CEO Scott Sutter describes as a passion project that started after several murders of female joggers. It privately keeps a runner connected with a friend or loved one. You can see the video of the 5-Minute Pitch Contest on our website at theventureforum.org. Later in the show, we'll talk with Victor Machado, who was Tyler's TVF mentor. But right now, after that long-winded intro, I'm thrilled to have Tyler Cianti here on the Venture Forum. Welcome, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's great to be here.
Can you share your background with us? How did you end up founding Centauri?
Sure thing. It's a bit of a funny story. So I'm from Massachusetts, went to Holy Cross in Worcester, and actually studied economics in college and began my career in finance, and quickly realized that that wasn't going to be the career for me. I was really on the track towards financial services, but then I decided I really wanted to switch gears, and that led me to HubSpot, which obviously is a big marketing software company based in Cambridge. And that's where I really fell in love with entrepreneurship, helping small businesses grow, especially through marketing software. And I learned a ton just about how software companies are built. I began my career in support there, so I was able to talk to a lot of customers all day, 5 days a week, which really got me a kind of a good sense for the challenges that small businesses face.
Yeah.
When it comes to Centauri specifically, all through college, a little bit after college, I was actually really into blogging, and I had a sports blog that I ran online just on the Red Sox. So I really fell in love with writing content, creating it, putting it out there, and driving traffic to my site. It was shortly after I was employed at HubSpot. I was walking down the street, thinking about my blog and thinking about how I had this process for coming up with story ideas. And I realized, like, wow, this is a pretty great process. What if I turn this into a product, just kind of a content curation type of thing, which is obviously very different than SEO. And it's something I learned throughout the kind of product development process is you're going to have a lot of these twists and turns and pivots. It turned out content curation wasn't as, there's so much more that goes into it in terms of creating a successful website. Because if your content isn't optimized, if it can't be seen or can't be found, it's not really doing much for your business. And that's where I, a couple of years later, really fell in love with SEO, started kind of going down that track and researching a lot of the problems around that. And then it led to me thinking, you know, instead of content curation, let's build an SEO tool that's actually simple, one that doesn't get in people's way, but really empowers them and enables them to do well.
So for the uninitiated, for a business owner, mm-hmm. Can you describe exactly what SEO is? We hear the term.
Yeah.
And if you own a business, you own a, you know, gift shop or something like that, is SEO relevant to you? As relevant to you as someone who owns an online business?
That's a great question. SEO stands for search engine optimization. And when you really boil it down, it's just the habits that you have in terms of managing your website, your web presence, to make sure that you can be found on Google or other search engines, but mainly we're talking about Google. And it's applicable for any business. And I think it really starts with where it starts with understanding your customers and where are they asking questions? Where are they going to for solutions? So if you're like a small gift shop, maybe people aren't looking specifically for you. It could be though, it really depends on your industry. But I think it really starts with understanding your customer and then understanding the questions that they're asking, making sure that your website answers those questions. And this is from your homepage or landing pages or your blog. If you're not answering questions, then your chances of being found in search engines are going to be a lot lower. I think people tend to make SEO much more complicated. They start getting into super technical things, talking about JavaScript and crawl budget and all this stuff. But for standard websites, if you're under, you know, a couple hundred pages, it's really, you can really do yourself a lot of favors just by understanding your customers and answering their questions.
Just for business in general, understanding your customers is critical.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of the funny thing. I think the hardest part of SEO is really just the psychology behind it. And forcing you to kind of realize, oh, wait, actually, I'm creating this content, but it's really all about me. It's not about the person who want to become my customer. It's actually not serving them.
Yeah.
So people say a lot in SEO, create content for people, not search engines. And I think that's a pretty good principle.
Yeah. Can you tell me about Centauri? Maybe share some of the pitch you delivered the other night so effectively.
Sure thing. So Centauri, it's a software platform that helps marketers do SEO really well. So as I mentioned, through all their twists and turns, I've been learning a lot about SEO over the past few years. And there's certain processes that I do for or I have done for SEO clients that I took on when I was doing SEO work. That I've worked with other successful SEO professionals and things that they do. And these aren't things that typical SEO platforms really make available to you. They give you a ton of data, but they don't really help you use that data to do something, you know, impactful for your business. So at a base level, what Centauri does is it helps you discover keywords that you should be going after for your website. Helps you organize those keywords so that way you can build a strategy for your team. It shows you how well you're performing for those keywords over time. It helps you uncover what your competitors are doing, the keywords they're using that you should be targeting. It helps you kind of optimize content as you write it for specific keywords. So if there's one you want to target, helps you kind of guides you through a content editor. And then it has some analytics that show you really in general how well you're doing, which pages are performing well, which ones aren't you should focus on.
Yeah.
So it's really a, we kind of say it's an all-in-one platform when it comes to the SEO. We like to say it focuses on the creative aspects of SEO rather than the technical, though there are some like website monitoring components to it. It alerts you if there's things that you should fix or optimize and stuff like that.
Yeah. So does it complement HubSpot? Does it work in addition to it? Does it plug into it? Are there other tools that you work with or is it standalone?
That's an excellent question. I mean, it fits into any content management system that you're using, whether it's HubSpot or WordPress or Squarespace. You don't need any specific website platform. It works kind of independently. It'll analyze your website no matter who's hosting it. And then we kind of go from there. The tools that we do recommend you use are Google Analytics and Google Search Console because we do integrate with those. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of rich data in each of those tools that we combine pretty well with the website data, with the keyword data that we have, and really build out the experience from there.
And it's all about analytics at the end of the day, right? That's why you need to plug into Google.
Exactly, yeah. And that's kind of, I think, one of the missing pieces that I've seen a lot of is, you know, when people want to rank for a keyword or go after a keyword, it's always asking, well, why am I not ranking for this? And we're trying to really guide people to answer that question effectively by showing you, well, here's what you can do to improve this piece of content. And here's how you're doing over time. Like if you make a change, is there a benefit? Is there an improvement? Or do you actually perform a little bit worse? I like to think that SEO, it's really about making small iterations. It's almost like scientific. If you imagine a science experiment when you're in high school, kind of like making a change and then noting the observations, and it's this constant process of improvement.
Yeah,
we're really trying to nail that with our app and help people do it pretty effectively.
And so have you developed the software? Do you have a team that works on that?
I've developed most of it myself, for better or for worse. So I did have a background in front-end web development. I built WordPress sites and I built out web pages. This was actually back when Code Academy launched. This is, I'll date myself a little bit. This was when I was in college and I was doing one of their free courses when they first were popular. Yeah. But then I ended up teaching myself back-end development and kind of like data management and all that fun stuff. We've had a few developers here and there, but that's one of the big things we're looking to do this year is actually expanding the team, which will help the product evolve that much faster.
Yeah. So you're headquartered at WorkLab with our friends, Larry and Mark. I'm interested to find out about what it's like working in that environment and what makes Worcester special. You went to college in Worcester. Mm-hmm. And why have you stayed here?
I love it. The WorkLab's great. I was really close with Joe Bush, who ran it like 3-4 years ago. And I think Worcester, it's interesting. So I live in Boston, but going to college in Worcester really opened my eyes to just what's going on in the city. It's really changed so much. Every time I go back, there's so many new restaurants, so much going on. A lot of new companies are being headquartered there, and it's no wonder because you have so many great schools in the area. Yeah. The thing I like the most about Worcester, when it made a real no-brainer for me to base Centauri there, it's when you think of like a city like Boston, you throw a rock down the street, you can hit 10 different startups. But when we're in Worcester, we're so much more embedded in the community. We can get more access to the people around us, access to other companies in the area. I don't know, it makes you feel a little less lonely going on the startup journey. And a place like the WorkLab being such a collaborative environment, obviously more so pre-COVID, but looking forward to when you can talk to people more face-to-face. It's been really cool being there and seeing all the other startups doing really, frankly, really, really cool things. So that's been good.
Yeah, it's a great space. And I've been there a couple of times. And I can't wait for the time in the not too distant future when I can go there and rub shoulders with entrepreneurs, because that is really exciting. And I would imagine being located in a place like that with other entrepreneurs kind of feeds your desire to be an entrepreneur.
Totally. I mean, you get to learn from so many different people, and they may be working on different products or being in different stages, but I mean, being an entrepreneur, it's not easy, and it's the grind of how you validate ideas, how you find customers, and you can learn so much just from talking to people who are doing the same thing. Yeah. So that's been really cool.
Great. I want to learn more about the process you went through from the dress rehearsal that we had for the 5-minute pitch contest in January to the finals in March. What was that journey like?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I was very pleasantly surprised actually to be even selected. I think I applied last January, and it's been such a journey. Yeah. I think with Centauri specifically, it's interesting, and it's been an interesting journey with our product development, because the SEO software space is very crowded. There's a lot of cheaper or flashier SEO tools, cheaper than the big ones that cost a lot. So that actually caused us to take a little bit of a step back and think, wait, is even building a software solution worth it? Mm-hmm. Then we got selected, and I was leaning more into consulting and kind of doing a lot more customer validation last fall. So this is leading up to January to set the stage. When we found out that we were chosen and that the first dress rehearsal was going to be in January, we realized like, well, you know, let's look back at the data that we've gotten from our customers. Being able to talk to Victor was really great in terms of just understanding what's the business model and what's the real value prop from his perspective. And so that kicked off a ton of focus just in the product, in understanding what a go-to-market would look like and understanding what our total addressable market is and how we can make a pitch around this and really tell a compelling story. So really between January and the finals in March, it was a ton of work, and not just on the slides, not just on rehearsing, but just an understanding the business, understanding the type of scale that we can see here and what the next, you know, 3 to 5 years really look like for Centauri. So it was kind of a mad dash through a lot of things, through product development, through getting a sense of our customer acquisition channels, and obviously through finding as much time as possible to rehearse the pitch so it came off as polished as it could be.
Yep, and you made the 5 minutes, I think, with 15 or 20 seconds to spare. It was really good. Did you learn anything about Centauri in the last few months that you kind of had a bit of a light bulb moment?
I think I definitely did. And I think this is where, I think for us, the biggest light bulb for me was just knowing we're not another SEO tool. There are other cheaper SEO tools out there. And obviously there's the big ones that, that everyone goes for, but we're not that. We're not selling to the SEO specialists necessarily, the people who really know what they're doing and want a lot of data. We're selling to the people who are content marketers or content managers, or who are trying to lead their marketing team and kind of build a compelling strategy. We realize just how much of a need there is for an easy to use SEO platform, one that really guides you towards solutions and helps you build out compelling strategies for your business. I think that was the biggest thing. It's really easy to go into entrepreneurship with an idea and then just start building a solution rather than understanding who your customers actually are. I think for us, we definitely fell victim to that, which caused us to put on pause a little bit last year, but really rev things up, because then we had a stronger sense of, well, here's who our customers are, and actually, wow, there is this huge need and this is where we can fill. So we're really energized going off the feedback from the venture forum and the 5 minute pitch on the reception. And I mean, we have a huge mission to solve for this year. So it's going to be continue to be a lot of work.
Nothing clarifies the mind like a deadline too, right? You have March 9th looming over you.
Yeah. It's easy just to say, oh, I'll just, work for this on this another week. And that's stuff I learned from just being a product manager at HubSpot and taking to Centauri is it's got to be more rigorous and got to hold ourselves to deadlines and milestones.
Yeah. So I want to find out what the mentor process was like working with Victor Machado, the head of PW Digital Agency. What was that like from January to March?
It was great. Victor actually signed up for, we have a lead flow on the site where you fill in your email address and you can get a demo of the software in a website audit. So Victor filled that out and I got the email. And we have a Slack automation hooked up. So I get a Slack message and an email, and it's like someone, converted on the site. So I go and check out his website. I do the SEO audit and I email him. He shoots me an email straight away back saying that he wants to talk the next day. So we got on a phone call and I thought this was a sales call. He's running a branding agency. I thought, okay, great. This could be another customer. We've only got a handful, so this would be pretty nice. We go through the whole demo, the whole chat, with like 10 minutes to spare. He drops on me that he's been selected as a mentor for me for this process. And it just blew me away.
Yeah.
From there, we had Victor signed up for the actual platform, and he's been pretty active on it. And he's been a really big supporter as a customer Centauri, but also in terms of just getting on calls with us to talk through branding and us helping him with SEO.
Yeah.
It's been a really great collaborative effort, and we've learned so much, which has been really awesome for the team.
Well, thanks, Tyler, and congratulations again. To learn more about the mentoring process in a moment, we'll be chatting with Tyler's mentor, Victor Machado of PW Digital Agency. Thanks, Tyler. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much, Mark.
We are back on the Venture Forum after starting off with Tyler Cianti, CEO and founder of Centauri, the winner of the 2021 Venture Forum 5-Minute Pitch Contest. We're now chatting with Victor Machado, an old friend of mine and the mentor for Tyler in the 5-Minute Pitch Contest. Victor, it's great to have you on. Can you tell me why being a mentor interested you?
Mark, hi. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely. So early on in my career, I was fortunate enough to receive mentoring, and it really helped me to set a better course professionally in my life. I mean, I was very fortunate to have managers who were invested in my success and development. And it's something that's stayed with me. And so back in my 20s and 30s, I didn't think that I would ever really think about mentoring. But definitely now at this point in my career, I've been thinking about it more and more. And, you know, frankly, having come from a technology background and having been in different technology organizations, I've seen what the lack of mentoring can actually produce for folks in management levels. So I think it's an important way to give back and make a real contribution.
And I don't think you can be too old to have a mentor or too old to be a mentor. I think it's ageless.
I agree. It really is about, you know, I think, first of all, you know, if you're open to receiving mentoring, then I think you're going to be successful, because that means you really want to have guidance, or at least hear a voice outside of yourself, outside of your organization, with the interest of making you and your organization more successful. And then I think, you know, from the mentoring side of things, I think it's just basically, you know, this experience, for instance, for me, it was incredibly fulfilling, right? I did not expect, frankly, that I thought Centauri would do well. The fact that they took first place was just a complete surprise, and very excited. And then, you know, it was already a fulfilling experience for me, but the fact that Tyler and Centauri won was just phenomenal. So
it was really exhilarating. The whole evening, I thought, was exhilarating. And it was great to see, you know, the first, second, and third place finishers, and how excited they all were.
You know, honestly, it was a night of some really terrific presentations. And you know, the competition was stiff. And that's, again, why I just, you know, didn't know that Centauri would do as well as they did. But in the end, it really was a very good evening of presentations and the dialogue. I think the portion for me that really stuck was the questioning with the judges after the presentations. That was fantastic, because that really started to peel back the onion from the contestants of what it is that the judges were looking for. And I was glad that some of those areas, like, you know, making your revenue model stand up, were some of the things that we worked with Tyler and Centauri. So that was great to see.
Yeah, if you watch Shark Tank, that's when right. Shark Tank gets exciting, is when, you know, the panel starts interviewing the entrepreneur. And that's when it really got exciting at the 5-minute pitch contest, was when that interaction started happening.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was and, you know, look, that also revealed a couple of things about the flexibility of these entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, all of that together made it for a very exciting event.
So how did you approach mentoring, Tyler? I understand you had a unique way of making the introduction.
So what I did was I actually prospected Centauri. I went to their website first and presented myself as an interested buyer. And I did that because it's kind of what I follow with my clients, and that's to have them sell me on what it is that they're doing. And what I really want to do in that interaction is listen. Because oftentimes what I'm finding is that there's a gap between, you know, the passion of what they do, what they deliver, and then how that's actually messaged. And so for me, that entire exercise of Tyler not knowing who I was yet at the beginning of that conversation, having him take me through the product, I just took notes as he was talking, right? It really didn't matter what he said. I just was really listening for what are the things that I'm hearing in his voice that make him excited about what it is that they're doing. And then also, obviously, the mechanics of what the Centauri platform actually delivers. So that was, you know, I took him through that exercise, and about, you know, 25 minutes or so into it, I introduced myself and told him what was going on and who I was, and that I was going to be working with him. And we had a good laugh about it in the moment. And that really just kickstarted us, you know. And then that first preliminary pitch, the practice run, you know, had him send me his slides. We did several phone calls together, several sessions, to really dig into not just, obviously, the story and the platform, but also really, you know, we got into the markets. You know, who is your addressable market? How are you going to hit this revenue number, right?
Yeah.
And all of those things. So it was, you know, from that perspective, for me, it was a lot of fun.
To me, that is a perfect way to introduce yourself to someone, to pretend you're their customer and see how they treat or prospect, to see how they treat a prospect.
Listen, I think that first initial impression, right? Whether it's business or personal life, it matters a lot. It carries a lot of weight. And, you know, there was a part of me that really was listening for and looking for what's the energy behind this, yeah. Right? Because that's going to tell you, especially, you know, from this perspective of what the exercise was about, working with an entrepreneur, if you've got someone who is, you know, not sure-footed, at least, they don't have to be, you know, it's not about being right or wrong, but it's just they're absolutely, you know, they feel powered, energized by what they're doing. If I'm not getting that, then I know that we've got a different kind of challenge that we've got to address and overcome.
Yeah.
Right? With the goal of winning the contest. So, you know, all of this at the end of the day, right, was really framed around the Venture Forum, the contest, and having an opportunity to not just take, you know, the prize money, but also have the opportunity to have the access to the VC firm, to the law firm, to basically take in all of those elements of what the contest was about and where the real value would be for a guy like Tyler and Centauri. So, you know, it was just a fun exercise.
What did you see improve in Tyler's strategy and pitch skills over the 8 weeks or so that you worked together?
Well, we definitely improved the target market. That was very important. The story was very important to get that tightened up. And really also making sure that we're driving and showing visually for the presentation, the simplicity of the platform, to really show those competitors what they look like versus what the Centauri platform looked like and presents. And I thought that would help to strengthen the story. But again, you know, the addressable market, how you're going to get from 300K to 3 million, you know, and all of those things were really the things that we continued to focus on. And as we fine-tuned that level of information, things got better. You know, yeah. Tyler is Centauri's in good hands, yeah. Right? He's a good leader.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Venture Forum, Victor. Great story, and I really appreciate you mentoring Tyler and Centauri to victory in the 5-minute pitch contest.
Mark, thank you, and I appreciate and a very heartfelt thank you to the Venture Forum for allowing me this opportunity as well. It's been great. Thank you.
Yep. I'm Mark Reed Edwards. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Venture Forum from WICN in Worcester. Join us next week as we continue to share tales of entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts.